Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Here, try and paste one out of here, although I've seen it done several times. Last time we were here with Muscadet. Muscadet was taking on Dodgeville, and Muscadet late in the game had a struggle with pitching, and we saw three home runs total in the game hit out by Dodgeville. But today we'll see how it happens. Both teams know each other real well, and they'll meet today. They'll also meet coming up in a Thursday night league game in a week, and Dodgeville with a busy schedule will also be at Cazenovia in our area during the Cazenovia Festival 1 week from this weekend. But it's coming down there, the last home talent games of the regular season. Just 3 weeks left, including today. Next week, Arena will be at Verona, and the following week, they will host Ridgeway to cap off the regular season. Lamore here as we lead toward first pitch time. Starting lineups and more coming up in a moment from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B Oak and Hickory charcoal briquettes plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Here is the Arena batting order this afternoon. The shortstop, Eli Ault, leads it off, followed by Jimmy Jennings at second base. Nate Jennings, the pitcher, hits third. Trey Schulte hitting cleanup and playing at first base. Max Miles, the catcher, hits fifth. Wyatt Muller is in left field and batting number six. Number seven is Alex Stotz, the right fielder. Griffin Sprecher in center field hits eighth. And the number nine hitter is Daniel Yonke, and he is playing at third base. Great stuff coming your way here today. Glad you've joined us for the home talent baseball action. We saw Arena get a nice win by a score of 9-2 on Thursday night in that big win over Hollandale. They're hoping to continue that momentum today. On the mound for Dodgeville, Trenton Riddell. He is a right-handed thrower working with Sean Riley doing the catching today. Brock Henkel at first base. Grant Hying is at second. Taryn Brockup is shortstop. Ty Paulskill at third base. In the outfield, Carson Obgenorth in left, Grant Rowe in center, and Jonah Varwald in right. First pitch of the ball game. Here we go. From the windup, there's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to Eli Ault. Game time temperature here in Dodgeville, 81 degrees. A little cooler than yesterday. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. bounced foul down the line for strike two. Nothing and two to Ault, the winning pitcher and guest of honor on our postgame show on Thursday night. Having another stellar season with the Aces. He's back in. Nothing and two offering, and there's the pitch. Bounced sharply to third. Backhanded by Paulskill. Long throw, and got him. There is one away, and the batter will be Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy wearing number two, coming in playing second base today. Couple of swings, and he is in. Played shortstop the other night. Good ability at most every position. Riddell from the windup, there's the pitch, bounced towards short. Going to have to hurry. Braca picks and throws and got him. So two up, two down. And the batter will be Nate Jennings. Nate, the starting pitcher today. Dodgeville Knights in their red uniforms with the white lettering and the Aces with the blue uniforms and red lettering today at Centennial Park. Riddell with a pitch. That one is taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Plenty of room for you here. Beautiful place to watch a ball game if you're out for a drive today. Great concession stand. Mike Riley serving them up well. Here's the pitch, and that ball is a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Some of the biggest hot dogs that you'll ever see. Usinger, I believe. Two balls and no strikes. There's the pitch. Chopped toward third. Cut off there by Paulskill. Nice throw across the diamond and got him. Some good defense by the Dodgeville Knights. And arena goes 1-2-3 here in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none remained. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No score in Dodgeville between visiting arena and hosting Dodgeville on WRCO Radio Sports.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Looking at the Dodgeville batting order, Taryn Bach up the shortstop will lead it off. Followed by Grant Rowe in center field. Sean Riley, the catcher, hits third. Batting cleanup, Grant Hying at second base. Carson Obgenorth, the left fielder, followed by Brock Henkel at first base. Jenna Vorwald hitting seventh and playing in right field. Ty Paulskill at third base, batting eighth. Nick Cullen, the DH, hits number nine for the pitcher, Trenton Paulskill. Nate Jennings on the mound today for arena. Max Miles behind the plate. Trey Schulte at first base. Jimmy Jennings at second. Eli Ault at short. Daniel Yonke is at third. Wyatt Miller is in left field for the arena Aces. Also in center is Griffin Sprecher. And Alex Stotts plays right field. First batter for Dodgeville getting set to stand in. No score. Bottom of one here at Dodgeville's Centennial Park. Overcast day, but I think that's all right. Welcome to here today. It makes it just a little cooler. Jennings set. There's the pitch, and it's low. One ball and no strikes. Nice breeze blowing through the shelters here at Dodgeville. We don't have the air on in the booth today. I'm not spoiling myself. There's a swing and a piece of it. 1-1. We have the windows open with a nice enough breeze coming through here. One ball and one strike. Jennings back with a pitch. Swing and a foul back. And it goes to one ball and two strikes. Hit back over into the apple orchard. Henry Bray calling the balls and strikes today here at Dodgeville. One ball and two strikes. Jennings with the pitch. Curveball ripped up the middle, and that is in there for a base hit. Dodgeville has its leadoff man on here in the bottom of the first inning. And the batter will be Grant Rowe. Grant playing center field today for the Knights, wearing number 6. Brewers splitting with the Marlins. They're playing again today. That game is underway in Florida. 4-2 loss yesterday by the Brewers. Runner leads at first base. Jennings ready. There's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate to the pitcher. He'll look to second, but instead goes to first. And the sacrifice is complete. Backup goes to second. One away now. Rowe with a bunt that actually was probably just a little bit too hard. And Nate Jennings, when he first turned, he thought for a moment he might have a play on the lead runner, but instead went to first base for the sure out. Here is Sean Riley. Riley making his way in for the right side. Runner at second now for Dodgeville in the opening inning. Jennings with a pitch. That one is above the letters. One ball and no strikes. Sean Riley, manager Pat Riley's grandson. Boy, what an honor that must be to be able to coach your grandson. Runner leading. They've got him in a pickoff. Throw back to second. Oh, they didn't get him. Jimmy Jennings sliding in there with a tag on the throw from brother Nate. And Taren Bachup slides back in front of the tag. So back to work now. One ball and no strikes. Jennings checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Backed him away, and it's back to the screen. The runner's going to get third anyway. So Bachup back to screen. That ball goes. And now back to the pitcher. Two balls and no strikes on Sean Riley. I'm coaching my grandsons. Here's the pitch. That one hit the batter, it looks like. It did. And he is at first base. Sean Riley takes first. Two on for Dodgeville and only one away. Grant Hying will be the batter. My coaching of the grandsons is more or less, don't get into that. Don't. And I always say to the mothers, should they be in that? Should they be playing with that wall plug? You know, those kind of things. Anyway, back to the game. Hying standing in. Nate Jennings looking in for the glove from Max Miles. Here's the pitch, and that one is taken for a strike. Nothing in one to Hying. Dodgeville had a few players that are not eligible to play anymore. They're playing in a league in Iowa, so they actually lost about 3 from the roster. There's the pitch, strike called, runner going to second, and they'll concede that stolen base. So runners now at 2-3 for the Knights. It's 0-2 on Hying. Golden opportunity, though, for the hosting Dodgeville Knights. Runners at second and third with only one away. Jennings working from the stretch. And here's the pitch. This one's going to be bounced towards short. Could score the run. They're going to gobble it up. Oh, nope, no throw. He caught it, but it looked like there was no chance to get Hying. And then rather than throw it away, he held it. That'll go as a base hit. And Bachup scores. Dodgeville leads it 1-0. Sean Riley goes to third. tying at first with an infield hit. And the batter, Carson Obgenors. Runners remain at the corners. 1-0 Dodgeville. Here's the pitch. Fouled this way. Look out, Paco. Right in the door of the booth. Woo! That one came in screaming here today. Boy, that was just a perfect shot. Our good friend Paco running the scoreboard here. Scared him a little bit. There's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Now two strikes on the batter. Nothing in two. Wow, that was a screamer. Runners at the corners. One away. Arena looking for the out here. There's the pitch. Bounced foul at the plate. Obgenors stays alive. Oh, you're still looking for that ball? Must have rolled underneath something. I don't see it. I saw it come in the door. Nothing in two to the batter. Jennings back to the belt. Here's the pitch. It is down low for a ball. So Jennings on the board now with a ball. One ball and two strikes. There it is behind the door. There you go. Autograph it, Paco. Throw it back in there. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Mile high in the air. Third base side. Eli Ault comes in from shortstop and pulls it in for out number two. So Obgenorth is out, and Brock Hinkle will be the batter. Hinkle playing first base today. He's got a shot with runners now at second and third. Riley at third, Hying at second. Jennings with a pitch, and it's a high one to the batter. Left-handed hitting, Brock Hinkle. One ball and no strikes. One run across on two hits so far for Dodgeville. Jennings ready. There's the deal. This one ripped to left. Going over the center fielder, going over the left fielder, and it's over the glove. Miller couldn't haul it in. Two runs are going to score. All the way to second base is going to be Hinkle, and right like that, it is 3-0 Dodgeville. That one was a screamer again in the outfield. Could have been played, perhaps. The fielder was there in time, but it looked like it was kind of just over his outstretched glove, and they misjudged it just a little bit. So three runs across. Hinkle at second base. And Jonah Vorwall will be the batter. Dodgeville right fielder, number seven hitter in the order. Runner leads at second against Nate Jennings. Miles with a glove up. Here's the pitch. Curveball is called a strike. Nothing in one. It is a nice start for the Dodgeville Knights. That sun starts coming out and barreling across the diamond. Check swing, strike two, call. Nothing in two. Checking in now. Here comes the next pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Back to the belt. Jennings with a throw down low. It gets by, and now going on to third base will be Hinkle. Back it goes. Pitcher looking things over. And now back to the pitch. It's going to be bounced towards shortstop. Picked up by Ault, throw across the diamond. It is in time, and that will do it as Vorwald is retired. In the inning, though, Dodgeville does some damage. They pick up a total of three runs on three base hits. There were no errors, and one left at second. We go to the second inning. It is 3-0, the Dodgeville Knights, here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Centennial Park. It is a 3-0 lead for the Dodgeville Knights. And we switch gears, get to the second inning, and the Aces now at the plate. Number 4 hitter Trey Schulte standing in. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. 0-1 to the hitter. Wide open stance for Schulte. He had a big night the other night in the game against Pollendale. 3 hits, a couple of RBIs. 0-1 offering, swung on, bounced sharply, deep in the hole and short, in there for a base hit. Trey Schulte has Arena's first hit, and now the Aces are at it. Max Miles, the catcher, making his way this way. But a few players from both of these teams have played at the next level, college ball. Passed through River Valley and Arena and Dodgeville. One that comes to mind is Dane Leonard. Here's the pitch, chopped foul outside of third, strike one. I understand he's playing in the Cincinnati Reds organization now. So that's exciting news. Taking a swing and now getting back in there is Max Miles, runner at first, nobody out for the Aces in the top of two. Here's the pitch, swing, and a piece of it. Did he get a piece of it? It's back to the screen. Runner going late, and he's there. Trey Schulte takes the base. He, like me, I kind of thought for a moment it may have hit the bat. He kind of delayed and then took off and allowed to go to second base. But it's 2 strikes on Miles now. A runner at second base. And getting a pretty good-sized lead over there is Trey Schulte, moving from second base. This pitch is upstairs. 1-2. Always good to get to Dodgeville. Nice, always a nice crowd on hand. I think Arena has more fans today. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. 2-2. Boy, the number of fans the other night for the Arena-Hollandale game on Thursday night. It was amazing. And, of course, Independence Day weekend, a lot of people were kind of back in the area for the festivities. There's one upstairs for a ball, and it's full count now. But a huge crowd, especially from Arena. Trey Schulte gets a bit of a lead from second base. Riddell is set with the payoff pitch. Swung on, hit well, left field. Left fielder is back. That ball is off of the fence out there. Trey Schulte will score. Max Miles just missed getting one out of here. All right. Arena's on the board. A long double for Max Miles. Gets the RBI, and the hitter will be Wyatt Miller. Arena right back at it now. Miller, the left fielder. checks his swing and stands in now. Grips the bat tightly. Riddell to the belt. Here's the pitch. High. It's one ball and no strikes. Just 2 weeks remain in the regular season of home talent baseball, which is unbelievable. Goes by quickly. Got to play maybe a week or so less than they used to. Here's a chopper foul. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. I think that was possibly out of a request because, you know, it's just you want to recruit players, you want to keep players, and sometimes when they're tied down some weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, makes it pretty tough. So they've kind of gone to trying to get just one game weekends, except for this weekend, of course, with a holiday. Time was called. The batter stepped out. The pitch is thrown anyway. Count is one ball and one strike. This arena squad, though, truly a hometown talent team. That's what the league was founded on, but almost all the players from around the River Valley School District. 1-1, there's the pitch. Ripped well. This one to left field and deep. The left fielder diving. Oh, what a catch out there. Obgenorth makes the catch. Scampering back to second is Max Miles. One away. Wow, the young guy Carson Obgenorth for Dodgeville fully extended in the left field gap. Took away an extra base hit from Wyatt Miller. And the batter will be Alex Stott. Runner remains at second base. One out, one in. Riddell set. Here's the pitch. Late swing, and it's a miss. Nothing in one. July 6th, home talent action. It used to be we would go till at least the first week of August, and the playoffs would start the second week of August. Nothing in one. The pitch, foul ball. Strike two. But it got to the point where there were lots of college-age players, and once they get back to school or moving back there, lots of times their coaches, especially they compete in college baseball, as school year starts, they're done with any amateur stuff. Here's a chopper hit up the middle, knocked down, but then misplayed, and I think Marina's going to score a run. They're waving Miles. He'll score on an error. Alex Stotts is at first base. And the score is 3-2 now. Arena has struck back for a couple of runs. Runner at first base. Again, only one away. And Griffin Sprecher comes in. Griffin wearing number 15, playing in center field today for the Arena Aces. Here comes the pitch. Bunted, third base side. Foul ball. Strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Time out for a new baseball to come out. Replace the umpire's missing ammo. Here's the pitch, bunted again. This one, a nice one right out in front of the plate. Tough play. Riley, the catcher, picks, throws, got him. But a sacrifice is complete. So Griffin Sprecher moves the runner to second, and there are two away. Sean Riley recovered nicely to get the out. It is a sacrifice, and here is Daniel Yonke, the third baseman, standing in for the Aces in the second inning. Riddell is set, kicks, fires in the dirt. Runner stays at second base after it popped away just a few feet. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Daniel Yonke trying to get that score up there tied on the big Centennial Park scoreboard. Here's the pitch, and it's a little high. Two balls and no strikes. 3-2 Dodgeville. We're in the second. A long way to go on this one. They play nine innings. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Riddell on the board with a strike. The count is two balls and one strike. Trenton ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the pitcher. Snagged by Riddell. He'll throw to first for good measure, but that'll do it for the Aces in the inning. A line drive out, but Arena scores twice. They do it with the aid of a couple of base hits. There was an error and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Dodgeville, 3, and Arena, 2. Hometown of Baseball today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Welcome back to Centennial Park. And standing in is Ty Paulskill. He takes a look at a strike from Nate Jennings. 3-2 in favor of the Dodgeville Knights. Nate Jennings set to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good fastball from Nate. Dodgeville has not always been the Knights, but they have been for many years. We've talked about that Triviathon question before, how they got their name from the movie The Natural, Robert Redford movie. They were the New York Knights that Robert Redford's character played in that movie. I love that movie. 1-2, there's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2. When people talk about favorite baseball movies, you don't really ever hear that movie mentioned. And I think it's unfortunately, maybe a little underrated than a baseball fantasy movie. Pitch is down low for a ball, 3-2. Love the character that Wilford Brimley plays, the old grizzled manager of the Knights. And he does such a great job. Strike three called. Paulskill caught looking, and there is one away. Nate Jennings with a fastball strike, and there's his first strikeout of the afternoon. The batter will be Nick Cullen. Nick, the designated hitter, taps the plate and stands in. Jennings ready. Here comes the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Wide open stance for Cullen. There's the pitch by Jennings. This one fouled off and out of play. Two strikes on the batter. The Natural would rank right up there, though, for me, and Field of Dreams, of course, right up there as well. Two strikes, the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. The one that a lot of people always mention, and, you know, it was all right, but Bull Durham, you know, I wouldn't say it's on my all-time favorite baseball movies, but it's okay. The comedy, Major League, I think is far superior in terms of baseball comedies. Baseball dramas, though, for the love of the game. There's another, I think, somewhat underrated game. Here's the pitch. The batter went around. Strike three. Nice pitch from Jennings, and there are two away. Back to the top of the order now, and Taren Baca. Taren singled and scored back in the first inning. And he will stand in, adjust the helmet, and is ready to roll. Jennings has retired the last three in a row. Here's the pitch. That one is called a little high. One ball and no strikes. For the love of the game, that's the Kevin Costner movie where he nearly pitches a perfect game on perhaps his final day in the majors, going to retire or whatever, and goes out. His life fast kind of passes before his eyes as he pitches the nearly perfect game. There's a chopper to left field, caught by the shortstop. Ault, nice throw. Got him with a stretch on the other end. Nice job. What a job by Ault. Over to Trey Schulte, who did the splits, skipped it in his glove, and that'll do it. That is out number three. Boy, some really well-played baseball here today so far at Centennial Park. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Two complete. It is 3-2, Dodgeville leading Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Eli Ault looks at a strike leading off here in the top of the third. Now chops one to third and down the line. It is a foul ball, it looks like. It'll be strike two. Ty Paulskill was ready to uncork one from the third base line, but he was told to stop. It was a foul ball. Top of the order for the Aces in the third. Ault, Jennings, and Jennings. Sounds like a law firm. Riddell from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Popped up. This one on the first base side. The pitcher calling everybody off, and Riddell holds it in for out number one. That will bring up Jimmy Jennings. He grounded out back in the first inning. Another movie that I like on the baseball side is The Rookie. True story about the high school pitcher who made a huge comeback, former Brewer, actually, early on in his pro career. This one is a strike to Jimmy Jennings. And I can't think of his last name. Jimmy, or Jim, is his name. Nothing in one. Riddell with the pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. Makes a bet with his high school team. If they make the or win the conference championship, he'll go to a major league tryout, and he does. And, of course, eventually makes it to the majors. That's a really cool story. 1-1 offering. That one is upstairs for a ball. 2-1 to Jimmy Jennings. 3-2, Dodgeville in the lead. Three hits for Dodgeville, two for Arena. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Jennings will tap the plate. Riddell takes off a couple of signs and now steps out. Time is called. And now Jimmy's back in. Riddell on the mound. The 2-2 is swung on and bounced to shortstop. Glove there by Bacha. Taren throw is in time. Two up and two down. And the hitter will be Nate Jennings. Nate grounded out to third base his last time up. Comes in to take a swing. And now ready, here is Riddell adjusting the cap. On the hill, Riley with a glove up. Here comes the pitch. Foul down the line, or is it? No, it's base fair right on the first base line. Unassisted play by Henkel. Easy does it. He steps on the bag for the out, and that will do it. Kind of a check swing by Nate, and the ball stayed fair. It rolled right down the first base stripe into the glove of the first baseman, and that'll do it. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number three here in Dodgeville with the hometown Knights leading the visiting Arena Aces 3-2 in HTL action from WRCO Sports.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Grant Rowe leads off the bottom of the third inning, 3-2 Dodgeville in the lead. Here in Dodgeville, Jennings with a pitch. That one fouled back for strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Still an overcast day, which again I think is a positive thing. The sun's not beating and barreling down. The last time we were here, 2 weeks ago, that was one of those 105, 110 humidity days. This one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Grant Rowe laid down a sacrifice last time. Jennings with a pitch. This one bounced back to the pitcher, but it's off the batter's foot. Foul ball. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Great stuff going on around the area this weekend, and we had a chance to spend a little time in Lone Rock. They had an awesome festival there, as they always do. Some fireworks displays 4th of July night, Friday night. There was some last night, too, that went on despite the showers. Swing and a miss. The catcher missed it, now picked up by Miles, and he'll throw him out to complete the sacrifice. Grant Rowe is out. Third strikeout for Nate Jennings, and the batter will be Sean Riley. Sean reached base, hit by a pitch, and scored a run back in the first inning. He will adjust the cap and stand in now. Max Miles with a glove up for Arena, and here's the pitch. That is a fastball high. Light breeze blowing out toward left field today a little bit. 1-0. That one is inside and nearly hit the batter. It's two balls and no strikes. Jennings has retired five in a row, dating back to the first inning after that three-run uprising by Dodgeville. Here's the pitch, popped up, first base side, and out of play. Waiting for it to crash on the roof, but it must have missed the booth. Two balls and a strike to the batter. Jennings with a pitch, check swing, and a ball. 3-1 now. Jennings working the ball in the mitt. There's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball. Out of play. Two strikes. Talk about history and local sports history. Pat Riley has to take center stage. We talk about all the years of coaching and managing and playing. Full count pitch. Fouled off. Off the handles this way. And staying alive is Sean Riley. That's grandson. Having been a part of that Dodgeville basketball team, not the year they won state, but first year they went to state. Here's the pitch. This one popped up first base side. Who's got it? Going back to first baseman. Now called off by the second baseman, Jimmy Jennings, and he hauls it in. Two away now for Grant Hying. Hying with a single. Infield single last time, which scored a run. Two up and two down in the third inning for the Dodgeville Knights. Dodgeville winning the state championship in 1964 in a no-class system in basketball. Strike one called on the batter, nothing and one. And I still say that deserves to be a movie. Hoosiers Part 2. Scani, here's a rip to center. Center fielder going over and makes a running grab. Nice play by Griff Sprecher out there in the outfield, and that'll do it. Three away in the third for the Dodgeville Knights. We're seeing some good defense this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. To the fourth we go, 3-2, Dodgeville leading Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the perfect air, high velocity fan, and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose, Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
We go to the fourth inning here in WRCO Country, a home talent baseball game today. Trenton Riddell finishing his warm-up tosses, and he will face Arena's Trey Schulte, Max Miles, and Wyatt Miller here in the fourth inning. 3-2, Dodgeville in the lead. Arena back at it. Trey Schulte started that two-run uprising with a single back in the second inning, hitting now in the fourth. Kind of getting his fielders where he wants them to be. That's almost a little bit of a shift. The shortstop over towards second base a little bit. This pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes on Trey Schulte. Riddell from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Curveball is strike called. One ball and one strike to the batter. Riddell says yes. Coming back with a 1-1. That one is high. balls and a strike to the batter. Trout continuing to file in here at Dodgeville. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul outside of first for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Sometimes it's just people walking through and maybe on an afternoon stroll, sit down and watch a couple of innings and then stroll through. Two and two to the batter. Here's the pitch to Trey. Swing and a miss. Dropped by the catcher. Maybe a foul, but or a drop third strike, it looks like. But he'll get thrown out at first, and there is one away. One up, one down. Riddell with his first strikeout. And the batter will be Max Miles, who doubled last time and scored for the Aces. Grabs the bat. Ready to roll now. Riddell from the windup. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. From the windup. Here's the next one. That one ripped in the air. Well hit. Left field. Left fielder is back. It's hooking, and it is foul. Wow, he just missed. Max Miles just missed, hitting one over the left field foul pole. It goes as a long strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Arena just missed tying the score. Here comes the next pitch. That one is upstairs for ball number two. Two and one. Riddell says yes to the sign. Riley with a glove up outside. Here's the pitch. That one sunk a little bit too low. Three and one to the hitter. Miles back and ready. Riddell from the windup, here comes the pitch in the dirt, ball four. So Miles coaxes a walk. The first one given up by Dodgeville, and the batter will be Wyatt Miller. Tying run aboard in the top of the fourth inning. Miller flew out to left field last time. Dodgeville's made some great plays, that one in the outfield, which would have been a gapper. Obgenorth stealing the extra base hit. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It's a strike. Runner stays at first base. Nothing in one. Tagging up is Miles. Gets the lead. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt. He offered, missed, and it's strike two. Nothing in two. Batter goes back to the batting box, and now standing at first is Miles. Steps off by two paces at first base. The pitch lifted in the air behind second. Some trouble. Second baseman back. He's got it. Kind of in that Bermuda Triangle, but hauled in by Hying for out at number two. And the batter will be Alex Stotts. Stotts reached on an error back in the second inning. Potential tying run remains at first base. Stotts steps in. Riddell ready. There's the pitch. Backed him away on an inside fastball. One ball and no strikes. Take your dog to the park day. Some dogs walking through here. There's the pitch. Chopped toward third. Tough play. Gloved. And the throw is in time and a dig by Henkel. Paulskill throws him out over at first base and a really close play, and that will do it here in the fourth inning for Arena. Stotts grounds out in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number four. It is a 3-2 Dodgeville lead in hometown of baseball today. From WRCO and WRCO.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
3-2 in favor of the Dodgeville Knights over the Arena Aces. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. A little extra time for warm-ups here. Max Miles was on the bases when the inning ended, so it took a little while to get all of his catcher's gear on, and they started the warm-up pitches late, but we are set and ready now. Carson Obgenorth will lead it off. He'll be followed by Brock Henkel and Jonah Vorwald. Three runs and three hits for Dodgeville. Three runs, two hits for Arena. This one is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Home talent playoff starting in 3 weeks from today. For those that make it, Arena will be in the playoffs. It's just a matter of seeding, and this game would go a long way toward a home game. There's a chopper in front of the plate. Picked up. Fair ball called. And Miles throws him out at first base. So a 2-3 out, and the batter will be Brock Henkel. He doubled to knock in two runs last time. Now there's some talk as to whether it was fair or not. Looked like a fair ball to me. They're going to talk it over with the umpiring crew. It looked like to me that it was off the bat and landed in front of the plate. What Arena is arguing. And that was the call. It's maybe Dodgeville's arguing that it was a foul ball. Obgenorth still standing at home plate with a bat as the conversation continues with the umpiring crew here today. So now, manager Nick Larson coming out for Arena. Talk with the plate umpire. Arena getting back into position now. And it looks like they're going to say that it was a foul ball. All right. That's why they get the big bucks. I thought it was looked like a swing bunt, but right in front of the plate off the bat, landed right in front of the plate, the sand, and picked up for the out, but he'll come back and keep playing. The count goes 1-1 for Obgenorth here on the bottom of the fourth inning. Jennings with a pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. I'm Gnarth and Hinkle and Invorwald for Dodgeville, batting in the inning, 5, 6, and 7 batters. Jennings with the next pitch, ripped in the air, center field. Center fielder coming over, that's a base hit. So getting around, Obgenorth at first base, rounds and looks, base hit, leadoff man on. So that messed up my program. I had him out. Serves me right for doing my book in pen. Here's Brock Hinkle, who doubled and knocked in a couple of runs last time. Nate Jennings set to work, runner leading at first base. Nate steps off the pitcher's rubber, now back and ready. Here's the pitch, down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Hinkle, a left-handed batter. This one delivered down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Dodgeville with the runner at first base.